Sound art might be thought of as art which uses sound, but which does not appeal to the paradigms of music, such as rhythm and pitch. Much critical thought on the subject points to John Cage as the founding father of sound art. This piece, entitled 433 for Public Bus, makes explicit reference to Cage's piece 4 Minutes and 33 Seconds, also known as the Silent Piece. Musician, writer, and professor of sound art, David Grubbs.
It's generally considered that the significance of 433 was in alerting listeners to unintended sounds and to opening up music composition to unintended sounds.
Kim Cohen says he believes that Cage failed to recognize the possibilities opened by his own piece. To Cage, 433 was about listening to the sounds of the auditorium when no music was being played. But the piece could very well have been, and indeed for Kim Cohen, should have been about the idea of music, a music without sound. Such a music would have paralleled Marcel Duchamp's non-retinal visual art with a non-cochlear sonic art and would have instigated the next great revolution of modernism.
That seems wrong to me in a number of ways.
Christoph Cox.
It strikes me that it really is a piece that's fundamentally about listening and about the auditory, even though it has this conceptual component. And I think it doesn't work well as an idea. It's a sort of one-liner as an idea, but as an actual listening experience, it's rich as can be.
Kim Cohen will relocate the piece to more productive sound environments, where Cage's aural optimism might have been more justified. For example, the first movement of 4 minutes would take place on the number 4 bus, the second movement of 30 seconds on the number 30 bus, and the third movement of 3 seconds on the number 3. Seth Kim Cohen.
It's not crucial to me that the piece be performed on public transportation, although I do like the numerical equivalence of the route numbers and the durations. I feel like I could perform the piece just about anywhere, but Cage's choice to do it in the concert hall, unfortunately, that limits it to the category of music instead of the larger category of life.
Following Seth Kim Cohen's line of thinking, the piece might also be performed in an art gallery. To get an idea of how that might work, let's spend a little while just listening.